One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Adam telling Lunga to forget his boring life.
And ends with Adam telling Lunga to forget it all. This is a minute 10 of episode 12, Our Infinity.
Minute
13. I was going to say 13. 13. I don't know why.
You're willing this show to go faster, Caitlin. On Infinite Minute, an Anime by Minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Caitlin. That was very fast.
Sorry.
Did you even have to think about it? Was that just like sense memory?
It's in the body now.
Yeah, nice. Just rattles.
We've done it enough. When did we start doing it? I don't know. Maybe like first episode? Did we have that padded down?
I reckon.
Yeah,
we're pretty on it. A bit more.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, we're in the zone, Caitlin.
We are in the zone. We're still in the zone.
We're getting the explanation of the zone.
Yeah, and we are like top athletes in the zone right now talking about this because we've been doing this podcast for so long.
Damn. Metatextual levels of analysis here on Infinite Minute and Anime for Night. Do it again.
I got to say, I was pretty bored during this minute.
What are we doing? What are we doing? We're halfway through a beef and then everything just stops.
Like,
we don't have any
cool,
fun lyrics. We don't have anything. Like, we're here. We've been here before, though. We've watched other anime where the zone is like a thing, right?
Yes. Run Like the Wind.
Mm-hmm. Run Like the Wind again.
Are there examples? Does Blue Lock have a zone?
Oh,
I can't remember.
Blue Lock. Blue Lock was great. I miss it. I miss those boys.
Rewatch it.
I might read the manga.
Do it.
I should finish that fanfic.
You should. I was going to say, read some fanfic. Write some fanfic.
I should call her.
Her being AO3.
Her being Bud Osagi. Yeah. No, I was writing, I can't even remember the characters' names. It was like a thruple thing.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, in the baths.
Ooh.
Yeah, saucy. Maybe I should just upload what I finished.
You should.
Like, it's been a year.
That's how I feel about my Adoreki smoking fic. And it's like, I really like what I've written, but I just don't know how to end it now. Fine.
Yeah, I was close to an end, if you know what I'm saying, but like I just hadn't got there yet. Anyway, enough about Blue Lock. There is some kind of zone.
What about
stuff,
Diamond No Ace? Is there a zone?
Well, it's interesting that they talk about baseball players here because I feel like baseball players would be like, I don't know,
the least zony people.
Yeah. Oh, right. I think of it more running is the thing running that I naturally associate it with. Yeah. Or like triathletes. But mainly long distance running, like you get into that rhythm, that pace.
Mm.
But I definitely get what they mean in baseball. Like, the way I'd describe it is that the ball looks like a beach ball. I've heard it described that way. If you're seeing it really well, it looks like a beach ball. And yeah. I had a couple of moments like that on the weekend.
Whoa, that's so cool. Yeah. You're getting baseball into the zone. Back.
I was.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I'm hitting, I'm one dotting it, as the cool kids say.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, neither do I.
Oh, okay.
I'm two for two. I've had two at bats and I've hit two times. So I'm basically
don't know what
like
that means, but it's very cool.
Okay, so I'm good at hitting.
Yes, nice. I'm very proud
and I'm
of
humble
you.
Too. It's a humble brag. I'm batting 1.000.
Oh, bless.
Whatever so, that
talking
means.
About humble brags, I'm rewatching Parks and Rec with Valentine. Valentine has never seen it. And Harris just was on an episode and I got really sad.
Mm.
And then I was like going to explain to her who Harris was. And then I was like, it's probably not worth it.
I can't explain the soap corner.
No, I can't.
No.
I can't. But I got very excited when I saw him.
Mm. Well, speaking of excited when they see things, Adam's excited to see Lunga here in the zone.
He is.
Mm.
And he really just kind of waffles on for 30 seconds about here nothing matters. Like, forget everything else. Nothing matters when we're here.
We're meant to live like kings.
Yeah, but there's just the two of you. How boring. Like, what? Who do you rule? No one. You're in the zone, just the two of you. Stupid.
Who do you rule?
Yeah, who do you rule?
And Lunga's like, boring life. Yeah. Judge you much?
Boring life.
A lot of projecting here from Adam. Here.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely a lot of like, this is where I went to escape all of the fucked up stuff that was happening to me.
All the cruel all the cruel expectations of my aunts.
Mm-hmm.
All the political subplot that's happening around me.
Yeah. All of my unrequited feelings for my hot servant.
I come here to escape them all.
Yeah.
I live like a king.
Yeah.
Alone in this place.
I rule this kingdom where it is just me.
The only commitment you'll ever have is skating.
And we should talk about there's all these like refracted lights, or I don't know if you would even call them refracted. It's almost like lasers coming from behind him.
Mm.
What is it called when it's like the beam? Beams of, it's like maybe just like little beams of light.
Light, I'd call it like a light refraction.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I got it right. Okay, cool.
I think you did. Yeah, like nice. A kaleidoscopic effect kind of thing, yeah. But not really.
I was imagining like the Pink Floyd album.
Mm,
and
yeah,
the light
yeah, that's,
doing that, you know?
Yeah, that's refracted light. Oh, dark side of the moon.
Nice.
A classic to love when you're a teenager and then forget about until you're like 30 and then try and do the thing where you match it up with the Wizard of Oz. Which you have to be high for.
I was gonna say you must have to be high for that to work.
It doesn't work. Sober.
You can't make the connections.
No, you there's like maybe one bit when the album restarts and you're like, whoa! But if you were high, the whole thing would be like, whoa! Just like losing it while Toto is just like running around. But yeah, it's a lot of, he do be yapping.
Oh, it's just a lot of talking. It's a lot of talking. I was really bored. I know that sounds
what
bad,
happened to
but
the
I was
skateboarding?
Really bored during this minute.
I feel like we're in a mood to be bored, though, you know?
Yeah, nighttime vibes.
Yeah.
I did like the music, though. The music sexy. Through this whole part was gorgeous. Lots of, like, violins. There was a part towards the end that gave me, like, Succession vibes with the music. Yeah.
Yeah, with the violin-y bits.
Yeah, it was cool. I really liked it.
Did you see Snook and Cox?
I did.
Attorneys at Law reunited.
I was going to say, that sounds like euphemisms for something. Snook and Cox.
Been Snook and Cox, mad time, mad styles. we're tired.
Oh boy.
I I do love this shot of Lunga where it's just like wind blown. The eyes are really creepy here.
And he has like a glowy blue light around him, whereas Adam had like a glowy red light around him.
Mm.
Which is interesting because he's not wearing red in this. So they've chosen that color on him.
Yeah. They've chosen to still dress him in red.
Mm.
I like that.
Mm.
Yeah, the light beams in the background. Also, there's like this weird like white ring in the eye as well. Of Lunga.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like there's little bits in his eye.
I think it's the refracted lights like coming towards him. Like funky. Reflecting. It's very cool. He looks great.
And then it's time for some exposition.
Oh, yeah.
We need to know what the zone is.
A new interval record has been set.
Oh, they couldn't unless. Oh.
But could they? No, they couldn't possibly.
Unless.
You're kidding me.
The zone? What's that? There, we just summarized the minute.
This entire scene.
Pretty funny. None of them have ever been in the zone before.
Oh, apparently not.
Apparently not.
You would think the only person probably who would get close would be Cherry, maybe.
Mm.
From a focus kind of like perspective, I don't know. Or maybe you have to be a an instinctual skater to get skateboarder.
Because I would say Mia maybe in his competitive. But does he actually enjoy the competitive stuff as much as the?
I don't think he does.
Yeah.
I don't think he has the heart for it.
Hmm.
You know?
But the gang's watching. They're all contemplating what's going on as Lunga and Adam still move too fast for the drone.
Yeah, I kept being like, where are they? But
you see them for like a tiny little second.
Yeah, the tiniest second.
Yeah, just like zooming around. but they're in their own world. So like I would love to just see them just being in the zone. I guess we might see that soon.
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully we do.
Yeah.
I do love when Adam's skating in the zone though. We get like the what do you call that? The blur of the zone
the streaks
eyes.
Of light.
Yeah, like the streaky part of his eye. It's really cool. It's a cool effect.
You really skipped ahead.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Nothing happened. It's just the gang being like, huh?
It's just the gang being like, what's the zone?
What's the zone? Elite athletes get into it.
Yes.
Oh, Lunga's eyes are doing it too.
Yeah, they're going so fast that even their eyes are blurring.
All that they can see is the bat and the ball.
Everything else just blurs away into the background.
Damn.
Hyperfocus.
I mean, true. But I wouldn't want to be looking at my bat and the ball until they hit, until they make contact.
Maybe, they can't see anything other than the ball and the bat. Maybe it's just like in your periphery. Because like it depends what you hold it, right? Sorry, I'm
Caitlin
using my
is currently
microphone.
Using her microphone if you notice the effect of the air around it. Well, Japanese batters do have a very distinctly different batting stance to Americans.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I would show you, but we're on audio.
Yeah.
But it's basically like Japanese guys hold it up like outside here.
Oh.
And American guys usually have it over their shoulder like here. But the point that they both go together at a certain point in the swing.
Yes.
It's just a different start point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't matter where you start or where you end. You want a sea ball and hit ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sea ball and hit ball.
That's as simple as that. That's the zone. Lunga's there. His eyes do be colourful.
Yes.
Everything else goes dark. I did like that one.
I did like that too. And it would be interesting to see them like not just going straight but like actually zigzagging.
Swerving
and things.
Stuff. Yeah.
And Lunga is like fully focused and so like he's sweating. eyebrows furrowed. It's intense.
In this next moment, Ricky's a bit hard to read.
Yeah.
I found.
I would like to see the Blu-ray version of this shot.
Mm.
Because I wonder maybe if he would maybe look more worried.
Because he's kind of just like, oh, wow.
Longer. Was that close?
Oh, wow, longer. Yours is better. And then we're just in the zone for this last 10 seconds with Adam in his little penguin pose. Mm-hmm. Talking about, I did love David here.
Oh,
he dropped down to
not need anything.
Where is she?
Oh God,
you don't need anything.
That's full on.
Anything. I found Lunga a bit more questioning in the English.
Mm.
In the Japanese, it was a bit more like, huh? Like, the zone? Whereas in the English, it was like, why would I want that?
Yes,
like,
yeah. That I definitely got that interpretation from Howard.
Mm.
It's good, though. I liked it.
Yeah, I like both.
Yeah.
But how long are we going to be in the zone before we cut out to more skateboarding?
Not much longer.
Imagine if we're in for another minute.
No.
Of just like, you don't want anything. You don't need anything. You don't have anything. You don't get anything. Keeps going.
Forget it. Yep, forget it all. Forget everything. Forget your life. Forget your friends. Forget skateboarding. No, don't forget skateboarding. That's the one thing you need to remember.
This is a TikTok, Caitlin. I just saw a preview of a TikTok. A rehearsal.
That's it.
Lunga gets blown by the wind and we're slowly panning up his torso.
We are.
And that's the zone. We're in the zone.
That's it.
That's literally it. What else
there was
do you
not
want?
Much. There was literally nothing else that happened in this minute.
Not
it was
much.
So boring. Sorry,
meat
I said
on
that's
the bone
so much.
For this one. Caitlin, would this be up there in your worst minutes of the show then?
No, no. I mean, that the Joe and Lunga one has to be the worst minute ever of this show, doesn't it?
Remind me.
It was like before Joe and Lunga's heat in the in the
I think
tournament.
I remember it.
And it was just so boring. But this isn't in my worst minutes.
Mm.
It's boring, but it's like it's interesting. It's just I don't have a lot of stuff to say about it.
It's necessary, right?
Yes.
But I feel like we've had two big filler minutes this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and it's also like I feel like they could have just shrunk this down to like 20 seconds.
Mm.
You know? It's a lot of Adam saying the same thing over and over.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at it just
a little bit of padding.
Tightened it up a little bit.
So in that sense, did you have a favourite moment?
I like the music and I like the animation in the zone.
Mm.
That was my favourite thing about this minute. What was yours?
Nice. I think I liked, I laughed when Cherry started explaining the zone.
Yeah.
Like, from a humour standpoint, I thought that was just very funny.
Yeah.
That we're, like, this far into the show and it's like, here's a new concept.
Yeah.
It's like, enough.
To be fair, they have teased this.
Yeah,
they
true.
Have teased the concept of the zone.
In the flashback with Adam, with his colourful eye.
So it is a callback, in a sense.
Yeah. But I did, like... David's delivery of that you don't want anything, you don't need anything. I thought it was like, I liked that repetition.
Mm-hmm. I like it too.
Yeah.
He's basically saying like there's no disappointment here, right?
Mm.
It's just a place, no expectations, no one can let you down.
Because once you free yourself of want or need, what else is there?
What else is there?
Other than skating.
Yeah.
It's almost like a creative thing. Like once you let go of everything, you can be truly creative.
Wow.
When you create without an audience in mind, without want, without need.
Wow. I like that. I write all of my fics with an audience in mind.
What would happen if you didn't? What would come out?
Oh, I'm sure something would, but then I suppose no one would be interested in it.
Or would they?
I don't know. Or would they?
It's an interesting one. Well, if you had thoughts on this, a random deep dive into creativity for like a second, you can tweet at us, infinite_minute on Twitter.
Or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
And let's get out of the zone.
Let's hope that this next minute is a bit more exciting.
Let's hope they're skateboarding.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.